flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
He's going to go through a long list of candidates, in part because I'm sure there are a lot of people that he'd like to talk to, in part because those are what the rules stipulate. So you have to, and you don't know what's going to transpire during the course of that process when you're talking to all different candidates. Again, I just say, like, the name had been floated out there. I think it's completely logical. Josh McDaniels is in Foxborough. He's under contract to the Raiders, so the cost is friendly. I think there's some sort of relationship between him and Mike Vrabel. They're familiar with each other's work. That's one that would make sense. Ultimately, I don't know if it'll get done in the end. He's going to have to go through his list of candidates. We'll see what happens. But that to me, would be a logical one that would, I think, help the development of Drake May.
I'm not so sure about that last part. I was Adam Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. It'll help Drake May. Meh. I'm not sold on that. And I'm definitely not sold that's the reason they'd be hiring Josh McDaniels. We got an additional report earlier in the show about Josh McDaniels and what he's been up to. I think you're going to hear that in clip du jour.
Yes. Yeah.
At the end of the program. I don't want to spoil it.
Makes sense to bring that back. You get that kind of intel.
A little bit of a Josh McDaniels scoop here on the program. We've been making... Keith has really been making news. We'll continue to...
And a lot of enemies.
Yeah, well, that's true.
People hate it, Jones.
And then there's a... your own list. You are making enemies from their view, but also now... You've created some enemies or some enemies created themselves on the other side from you as well.
It's been insane. It's been a real whirlwind.
Courtney has a new, or is it old, enemy with her stolen Celsius. We're going to get you the answer to that. Very incriminating footage. We're going to do that coming up.
And this place is, there is security camera everywhere here.
Everywhere.
So you can't just expect to come into this building and get away with anything.
No, if you think you can grab something out of the community fridge and get away with it.
Good luck.
Good luck. So we'll provide those answers coming up here in the final hour of the program. Josh McDaniels, is the lack of news on Josh McDaniels, forgetting even some of the things Schefter said there. Oh, he's got a good contract. He's still being paid by the Raiders. Like, whoa.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're mentioning that before even saying it'd be good for Drake May. You're talking about his contractual status. Wait a minute. And there's also just a complete lack of news on these interviews. I kind of assumed, perhaps mistakenly, but I assumed when Mike Vrabel was on this radio station Tuesday morning with Greg, and he says, yeah, we're going to start the interview process today. We're interviewing people today. And Josh McDaniels is on that list. But we're interviewing people today. We're starting it today. I figured by Tuesday afternoon, we'd be getting the tweets. Mm-hmm. People with their own graphics, split graphics, whatever. We'd be getting the tweets that the Patriots interviewed offensive candidate or offensive coordinator candidate X. And then yesterday, offensive coordinator Y. And today, we'd be getting more updates. There hasn't been an update yet about who has interviewed, who they're planning on interviewing. They've been doing everything at a breakneck pace, and we have no updates. So, are they putting together a long list, getting their ducks in a row for the first time now that Vrabel's on board? They're taking a breath, and they're going to take their time with this? Or is it an indication that it's a bag job for Josh McDaniels?
Could be a bag job for Josh McDaniels. It could also be they got to get their... You know, Rooney Rule in order, right? Like, as terrible as that is, that might be the reality where they're like, we can't just announce all these interviews and we can't tell everybody that we're interviewing Josh McDaniels and, you know, Dave Ragone and a couple other guys and then hire Josh McDaniels. Well, we can't do that. That's not how it works. we got to have fake interviews with Pep Hamilton and Byron Leftwich first, then we can do it.
You could announce your interviews. You couldn't announce hiring McDaniels, but you could announce all your interviews in the meantime.
Well, not all of them, I don't think.
Some of them, and then you could get to, by, you know, Friday, you could get around to any of your candidates to satisfy the Rooney Rule.
Serious question.
It would be bad optically, but you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, the optics have probably maybe been thrown out the window anyway. Do you think that, this is a serious question, they gave a call back to Pep Hamilton or Byron Leftwich and were like, are you guys interested in the offensive coordinator job? Or do you think they know, like, what the hell? Like, does this help us to get our names out, or are we getting viewed as just being used?
I think if they thought they were getting their names out and it was going to be they certainly learned that the view on it, fair or not, is that they're being used.
Did you circle back?
Did they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, and I wouldn't be surprised if these two said, yeah, go screw.
Yeah,
go. Which is basically what Aaron Glenn told him. Like, don't waste my time with fake interviews.
Right.
So that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Now, is anybody, I don't think, and I certainly didn't get the impression that Josh McDaniels was a bag job like Mike Vrabel was. Schefter yesterday kind of made it sound like it was very likely that they would get McDaniels.
I didn't like the sound of that.
But Vrabel's not a shock at all. Like, them hiring Vrabel, like, we all kind of predicted that. Doesn't mean that was who we all wanted, but that's who we all thought was going to be the guy. But different story when it comes to McDaniels. I thought there was a list of guys. It seemed like, oh, that one's kind of obvious. And, like, some Patriots fans would say, yeah, bring back Josh McDaniels. He was decent with Mac Jones. But I think you can be more creative than that. I think you can go somewhere else. And if you're Mike Vrabel, based on his history, he's okay taking a first-time play caller. He's okay. It doesn't have to be a guy with offensive coordinator experience.
Not only is he okay with it, I think
maybe he's
only
done it.
Pretty much all. Maybe Tim Kelly had called plays in Houston and then at the end called him again for Vrabel in Tennessee. But I don't think Todd Downing had called plays before. Definitely Arthur Smith and who was this for?
Matt LaFleur.
Hadn't been offensive coordinators before. So
I got another, and you can say people can change and everything else, and people can point to positives for Josh McDaniels as well as negatives. Let me give you a negative real quick. People seem to gloss over the year that he spent with the Rams.
Yeah.
Because the head coaching disasters were so public and were just like, what a mess, and got fired in season both times. And it was like, that was national attention. When you struggle as an offensive coordinator for the St. Louis Rams, it can get kind of buried. Do you know what those two situations, though, would have in common? If he comes here, it'd be year two of Drake May.
I was going to say it's a young quarterback, right? Because he had Bradford.
How about year two of Sam Bradford?
I did not realize
and
that.
And he made him worse.
Nice.
Sam Bradford was significantly better his rookie year than he was his second year. So I don't know if you want to look at that and you're like, well, that was a long time ago, Keith, and maybe things are different. He was hurt, so he only played in 10 games. But his rookie year, he went 7-9. His second year, he went 1-9. And in 10 games, he threw 6 touchdowns. The year before, he threw 18 touchdowns. And then when McDaniels left, he was good again.
He threw 6 touchdowns.
In 10 games.
Jesus.
Then the next year, he was healthy and he threw 21 touchdowns. So that was another guy, 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years. And the one, and you could point, he was hurt. It's like, yeah, he still played 10 games. The one where he was the worst was the McDaniels.
Well, correct. The real answer is Sam Bradford probably just couldn't play and wasn't very good. He
got injured a lot. I don't know if he was a complete bomb. I think he was okay.
He was the rookie of the year, as you said. Did he ever sneak onto a Pro Bowl team? It doesn't look like it.
No, I don't think so. But he had his moments. Remember when he came back on with Minnesota?
Yeah,
he was
decent. Even if your answer is Sam Bradford blows.
But he took the rookie of the year and he made him horrible.
Well, this is what I was going to say. Look at Bradford's first 3 years. He was the rookie of the year. Yeah. McDaniels made him worse. McDaniels left and he was immediately better again.
Right.
So that is incriminating. It's a great point. I think people glaze over the Cam year here in New England. Like, they just ignore it. Well, he was good with Mac. Yeah, he sucked with Cam. And even, Cam was done. Cam was cooked. Cam couldn't throw. Well, right. Oh, that's right. Why did they sign Cam Newton again? Oh, because he didn't develop Jarrett Stidham?
Because the guy that they thought
was going to take over and the guy they were trying to tell us was going to take over for Brady, Jarrett Stidham, he couldn't develop him. And it was so bad that they had to go out and find a washed Cam Newton. That's also still his fault. So fine, give him Mac Jones. I don't even want to give him the whole year because it fell off so badly in the final 5 games. But whatever, let's give him the Mac year. I'm not giving him the Cam year. And if we're going to go back to Matt Castle or 6 quarters of Jimmy Garoppolo, let's throw the Rams season in his face.
Toss it in there.
So I think McDaniels is overrated, mostly a product of Tom Brady. I think he's toxic. I don't think anybody else would hire him. I don't think he's getting a job, well, certainly as a head coach ever again. I don't think he's getting coordinator jobs. And even coordinator interview. Let me know when he gets an interview. Like, let me, if I'm wrong about it, I'm wrong about it. Let me know when he gets one. Why is that important? Because the only organization that has any interest in him is this one. And the real red flag in what Schefter just said, well, he's cheap, effectively. The Raiders are still paying him. So does Vrabel want him or does Kraft want him?
We know Kraft wants him.
We
then
do.
Does Vrabel want him? Maybe Vrabel surprises us and does want him. I think it would go against a lot of his previous hires. I don't think that's who he would want. I also don't know if there is an automatic guy that he would get. You know, I don't know. Like other teams, for like Raheem Morris last year when he went to Atlanta, it seemed like it was a done deal. Zach Robinson made sense. They both left the Rams together. And
a
boom.
Package, basically.
Vrabel was out of football essentially last year. He was a consultant for the Browns. That's why the Tommy Rees name was connected to him. But you're like, do you really want anybody from that Browns team? Like, I don't know. And so Rees gets promoted, so it won't be him. So as you go back to some of his old guys, I mean, two of his other offensive coordinators are in the league right now, either at that position or as a head coach. So he's not going there. So it might be somebody possibly that's worked with him for the first time. Like, I wouldn't even rule that out.
Yeah, so I just wonder again, is it his hire? Is it, as the Twitch chat is describing it, maybe it's break glass in case of emergency.
So he wanted, my hope. He's
he
the
wanted Tommy Rees
of this year.
Some of these other guys he was interested in, but okay, he's your fallback, maybe on Vrabel's list. I don't think he was the first guy on the list. I think Rees was. So was he the first guy on Kraft's list? And if Kraft is going to force an offensive coordinator on him, not the break glass in case of emergency, but Kraft is going to force an OC on him. Would he force Elliott Wolf on him? And how much influence does the Kraft family still have over all of this? The McDaniels hire, to me, would open that back up. You know me. I was just feeling better about this yesterday, yeah. Keith. Schefter comes out, Vrabes is the man. Yeah, Vrabes is the man. And Curran said something very similar. Well, is he the man if he can't even hire his own OC? That doesn't sound like he's the man. It sounds like Robert's pulling strings.
See, my hope, kind of looking at this positively, would be Josh McDaniels is the fallback, and they go through the interview process. Maybe Vrabel has a guy in mind, but maybe they can't reach a deal, or maybe the guy that he wants gets promoted by a better team, or what? Maybe even becomes a head coach. Like, who knows? I don't know who he wants, but like, maybe it doesn't work, and then you at least have the fallback, and it'd be a better fallback than last year. All due respect to a friend of the show, Alex Van Pelt, but I mean, guy's been in the league a long, 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 long time, and teams had only asked him to call plays once, and it was forever ago. And so that wasn't the first choice. In fact, if you go in order, I think it was the 12th or 13th interview. So I think this, you don't let it get that far out of control. And you know, if things go sideways, maybe Vrabel's already communicated to Elliott Wolf and the Krafts, all right, here's who I want. And for whatever those circumstances, if you don't get him, it's like, all right, at least we know we can get Josh.
So I don't know, have we asked this before? Van Pelt or McDaniels?
McDaniels. You're close.
It's probably McDaniels, but I would like Van Pelt here. So, like,
do you think
McDaniels
would
come
job.
In and Van Pelt would take the quarterback's coaching job effectively?
See,
is that what you're asking?
Yeah, if I'm Van Pelt.
That's an odd question.
Yeah, I don't think I would tell him to go screw too.
Right. Or, like, if he's going to be a quarterback coach again, go do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to do it here.
Yeah.
Because, like, remember when I was the offensive coordinator? Like, now I'm not. Like, that's tough. You know, it's one thing to go from like head coach to D coordinator, like a Vance Joseph, because you have like a different coach in there and all that stuff. That's maybe a little bit different. But for Alex Van Pelt to be like, all right, now we're really pushing you down the pecking order, that's tough.
So does the lack of news on the coordinator search tell us anything? I think it does. And it makes me fearful that McDaniels is the guy. And I don't like it. I don't like it because I don't think he's Vrabel's choice. I think he's Kraft's choice. And that opens up a whole world of questions. 617-779-7937. Never mind. I think McDaniels is overrated, and I don't think anybody else would hire him, and he's been toxic and flamed out elsewhere, and if the best reason to hire him is because he wouldn't leave, I think that's a terrible, terrible, terrible reason, and it's unimaginative, and I don't like it. I don't want Drake May starting over again at square one, relearning the offense in a new offense. I want him to take a step forward, not a step back. So for all those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Drake May, congratulations on the engagement.
Big
there, Drake.
Congrats to Drake May. He
Big
is
congrats.
Now a engagement, young gun.
Too young.
I'm not going to tell anybody when to get married, when not to get married.
Gone too soon. On the open market there, Drake May.
Sorry,
not,
ladies.
Not ever really were.
Back off, ladies.
But gone too soon. 22? Spoken,
22.
You got married at what age?
I was young. I was 27. I think I was like almost 28, a few months away from 28, I think.
This is going to shock you. It took me a lot longer to get married, but I was in my 30s. I was 31 when I got married.
That seems like about right.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, actually, I don't even know. There's no right or wrong, right? True love is blind and all that's crap.
22.
22.
If yeah. I had to say,
you're a pro athlete, my dude.
I don't want to rank all the ages for getting married, but 22 doesn't feel like the greatest one.
Seems
but whatever, the heart,
early.
Keith, the heart wants what the heart wants. These two have dated forever. Yeah. It's a bit of a red flag, but
I see some of these Mormon shows. They're getting married wicked young.
So
18, 19?
That's true.
And then they're doing all kinds of other stuff. Too. That's another. Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Let's not chase our tails on that
one. No, but congrats. So Josh Allen, it's like the thing to do now.
Yeah.
What about Travis Kelce? When's he going to pop the question? What's he waiting on?
Great point.
Taylor Swift's like, this little kid's 22 years old. He's getting married?
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Yeah.
I didn't even think
Thanks
about that.
Thanks a lot, Drake May. Travis Kelce. Like, thank you so much, Drake May. That's awesome for doing that. Now, they've been together reportedly forever, though,
that
right?
Stuff does happen when your friend... I guess you were probably on the early side, but like...
Yeah, but some of my idiot friends also got married. Now, they're not all still married, but they were married kind of young, too.
But that is true. The thing. It's like every time a buddy of yours proposes, you're like, come on!
Yeah. I'm like, aren't you happy for him? Katie's like, yeah, I'm real happy
I'm
for
like,
him.
Yeah, now I'm like, now I got to deal with this? Like, what do you mean?
Son of a gun.
You proposed.
Yeah.
Hey. Come on.
Don't do that.
But good point.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce's probably catching some heat over this.
Do you look at this?
Oh, did you see that you a football player proposed? He's only 22. Did you see that?
Can you spin this positively?
I'm having trouble.
All right, how about this?
Yeah, go for it.
To put this as respectfully as possible.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's not chasing tail all around town now. Maybe he's like focused on football.
Yeah.
He's like, I got my lovely wife at home.
I'm settled
We're building
down.
A family.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not out there, you know, with different ladies all the time.
Yep.
So that's something.
Yeah.
You don't
that's
like that?
Something.
Also, a guy who can show commitment.
Sure.
That's something.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin had a good line in the, remember when he was talking about the importance of being married in The Departed? It's kind of offensive, but he like went through all these reasons why. He's like, yeah, it means that somebody else can stand the sight of you for more than 10 minutes or whatever. He's like, yeah, that's good. It's a good sign.
That's good. That's a plus.
A good quality.
Yeah, I don't know. I get
she's
sure.
a doctor.
He's gonna he's gonna be focused.
Yeah.
He's not gonna be out running around town. He's gonna be a little crankier at work, I'd imagine. He's gonna be a little cranky.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That could happen.
That'll happen.
Well, he doesn't have kids yet. He just
No.
But that's next.
That's what he does.
That's kind of the next thing.
No sleep for that guy.
None.
No.
But congrats though to him. You know, too bad he wasn't there at the Vrabel press conference. He's like, Mike, I've got all this stuff planned. I have flowers on the beach. I can't leave this. We're all dressed up in matching clothes. I can take a photo.
I am just happy. And trust me, if I felt that way, I would have ripped him for it. I'm happy that we didn't rip him for skipping out on the Vrabel press conference. I am happy about that. We ripped him for not showing up on breakup day.
Yeah.
After the season was over and not talking that day. We didn't rip him for not being there at the Vrabel press conference. And thank God. once we found out what he's going through with. Thank God. Okay, we'll get to your feedback. 617-779-7937. We have our clip du jour on the way at the end of the show. We have WEEI Afternoons
this
coming up.
This is a huge grab bag, by the way, coming up.
Is it?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's always a lot of stories.
Well,
we
have the Celsius thief.
Right.
Just somebody
caught
red-handed. Who I think would have trouble living with themselves.
Yes.
Looking at
You're
themselves.
You're about to be put on blast.
Yeah, whoever you are. Mystery thief.
Show yourself. I dare you to show yourself.
It's true.
But we got proof. We literally checked the tape.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So we'll have video?
I don't know if we're going to have the video. Okay.
I asked Terp, and he said he doesn't have it.
Doesn't have the tape.
And it's under the 5 p.m. deadline that she gave.
She did. She was pissed.
She was pretty upset.
But Mingles went
and looked at the tape. Interrogating everybody in the hallway.
I know.
Oh, I was part of said interrogation.
She was running hot.
Yeah.
And so we'll have the answer for you coming up. Also, an interesting little item, I think, as it relates to Scoops Keefe, who's come under a lot of fire this week. There's sort of an update to Scoops Keefe.
There's sort of an update to Scoops Keefe?
Yeah, there is.
Wow. Okay. Well, stay tuned for that. We will get to it right after trending here with Billy Lanny in the grab bag.
We are here at the Burger King on Main Street where this allegedly happened.
Grab bag.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
This is a live grab bag preview. I like it. Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Celtics fell 110-97 to the Raptors in Toronto last night. Seas are right back at it tomorrow night when the Celtics host the Orlando Magic. The Bruins will return to the ice Saturday afternoon when the Bees are in Ottawa to play the Senators. The divisional round in the NFL begins this Saturday. You can hear Westwood One's call of all NFL playoff games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. And Milwaukee Brewers icon and baseball Hall of Famer Bob Uecker has passed away today at the age of 90. Now that it's the new year, I'm sure we all want to take care of those those holiday bills. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website. It takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.